This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Israel and Hezbollah are swapping prisoners along the Lebanon-Israel border. Hezbollah handed over remains ID'd by Israel as two kidnapped soldiers. NPR's Ivan Watson reported from the border as Hezbollah waited for five prisoners.
You have people gathered by a podium here, by a bandstand, with a lot of Hezbollah fighters in uniform and flags here. A lot of pomp and ceremony prepared for the arrival of these five Lebanese prisoners. Four of these men were captured during the 2006 war between Israel and Hezbollah. That war was triggered by a cross-border raid by Hezbollah, which captured two Israelis. Their bodies have already been delivered to the Israelis, and now we're waiting for the return of five Lebanese prisoners, including a man named Samir Kantar, who has been in an Israeli prison for 30 years since he carried out a cross-border raid into Israel in 1979.
NPR's Ivan Watson with that story from the Israel-Lebanon border. Iran's nuclear talks with the European Union will have a special guest. For the first time, a top U.S. rep will be in the room. William Burns is America's third highest-ranking diplomat. His mere presence marks a big switch in American policy. The goal of the talks is to convince Iran to stop moves that could lead to nuclear weapons. To business news now, where you'll have to pay more for the printed kind. The Wall Street Journal will now cost $2 on newsstands. That's a 50-cent hike. This follows the $5 billion takeover of the paper's parent company by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. Average circulation for the journal, just over 2 million. Belgian brewer InBev will soon own brewer Anheuser-Busch in a $52 billion deal. But the Belgians get more than beer in the deal. The American company also owns theme parks like SeaWorld. Also, Busch Gardens Europe, which ThemeParkInsider.com's Robert Niles says is one of the great ones.
That park actually won our award for best theme park in the world. People really love the setting of that particular park. It's just a gorgeous facility, and they've got some really nice thrill rides that they've put in there as well.
But analysts think InBev wants to sell the parks, possibly to a foreign buyer. Baseball's All-Star Game last night was sold as a tribute to Yankee Stadium. It was also a nearly five-hour, 15-inning marathon. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman with more.
As the game stretched on, it seemed as if maybe Major League Baseball didn't want to leave the hallowed stadium behind. It was past 1:30 Eastern time this morning when Michael Young of the Texas Rangers hit a sacrifice fly, scoring Justin Morneau of the Minnesota Twins with the winning run. The 15 innings tied the 1967 contest for longest All-Star game. The winner of the All-Star game gets home field advantage in the World Series. That honor again goes to the American League, which is unbeaten in 12 consecutive All-Star Games.
NPR's Tom Goldman, and that is your news for now. Plenty more online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Hey, Mark, do you remember what the Wall Street Journal's slogan was a few years ago? Do you remember what they called it? The Daily Diary of the American Dream?
I don't remember that one.
So if that's true, the American Dream just got like 50 cents more expensive?
$2, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
I always like that, though, because I hate like giving and getting back change. Because I remember when the Times was a dollar. You just gave a dollar and that was it. But now you get quarters back. And so the $2 thing, pick on the budget.
It's a whole to-do.
Easy convenience at the newsstand.
And kudos to you for covering the InBev merger from the theme park angle.
We try. we don't neglect that here at PPP.
Now, one news item that you didn't get to in the newscast that I just wanted to touch upon was there's a big youth rally where the Pope's in Australia today, and a guy from the Bronx will be performing. He is a rapping priest. Let's hear some of Father Stan Fortuna.
You think that you're the only one that gotta suffer? You think that you're the only one with pain to suffer?
Everybody got a thing that gotta suffer.
Rich or poor, don't matter, gotta suffer.
It's faded a little, keep it up, I'll talk over it as I note. Sounds to me like apparently the Catholic Church thinks the kids want rapping, and they do, specifically in the Coolio style. This is very gangsta's paradise. But then again,
find out all the rich food he ate, gonna make him die of gout, wiping kids are crying, suffering the pain.
Think about that. When's the last time you heard a rapper inveigh against the sin of indulgence? So I was thinking about this. Do you want an overly produced rapping priest? Do you really want Timbaland to bust out the jam on a rapping priest? I think not. Father Stan Fortuna playing for throngs of youth youth in Australia today, the BPP bringing you all the news. And coming up, we will also delve into the world of fan fiction and the BPP jukebox. It's not this, it's other more established songs. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
It's gonna come to me, it's gonna come to you. Everybody got some suffering, they got to go through.